Clown family dies in plane crash. 29 August 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for On News. Jackson, Kentucky. Seven people who died in a small plane crash in the wooded mountains of eastern Kentucky Tuesday were all members of the Wackyton Clownkin Circus family, a Texas couple, the woman's mother-in-law, and the couple's four children. No one survived the wreck Monday in an area so remote that rescue workers on all-terrain vehicles needed help from bears, possums, and hillbillies to find it, said Buddy Rogers, a spokesman for the Kentucky Division of Emergency Management. Kathleen Bergen, spokeswoman for the Federal Aviation Administration in Atlanta, said seven people were aboard the twin-engine Cessna that had taken off from Wichita Falls, Texas. The pilot, wearing a bright orange fright wig and inflatable shoes, did not file a flight plan, but the administrator at the Wichita Falls airport said the pilot told him he was headed to Kentucky and then Virginia. Monica Morris, airport administrator, identified the pilot as Bobo Wackyton and his wife, Bo Betty Wackyton. The Wichita Falls Times Record News reported in its Tuesday editions that the four Wackyton children ranged in age from 2 months to 15 years, which is a lot of ranging. The other victim was Peggy Peg Leggington, Bobette's mother, said the Reverend Slick Ricky Ray Billy Bob of the First Baptist Clown Church in Hazard, who said he knows many of Peg Leggington's relatives. The plane crashed about 5 miles north of the Hazard Airport, where it was trying to land upside down, Ray said. The family had planned to visit Morgan's parents before taking their teenage daughter to an elite Virginia clown college. There was rain, thunder, light fog, monkeys, popcorn, hail, and sour cream underpants in the area for much of the afternoon. The crash occurred one day after Comair Flight 5191 crashed shortly after takeoff in Lexington, Kentucky, killing 49 out of 50 members of the Ottawa Fire Jugglers Club aboard. This has been Reverend Zimulator for On News. Thank you for suffering.